You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Big Fish Small Pod. This is our first Big Fish Small Pod of the 2023-2024 offseason. Now we're very excited to bring this to you. If you don't know what the Big Fish Small Pod is, here we give you all the information about the Marlins and what is happening on that particular day. And on this edition, I am joined with Mr. Kevin Barral to talk to you about the Rule 5 draft. Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready. A lot to go through for the decisions the Marlins made.
Let's talk about the first decision, the one that has all Marlins fans up in arms, Troy Johnston not being protected, coming off a 2020 season. You could say he was a top five player in the whole organization. Troy Johnston was last season, and him not getting protected, and most likely he will be on another roster, maybe even opening day roster come next March.
So definitely a puzzling move for the Marlins to not protect Johnston. Obviously, he's the 2023 Miami Marlins Minor League Player of the Year. This is a guy who hit over 300 at both stops in AAA and AA this season. Although you can make the argument that he was a little old for AA, he still went up to AAA, spent a decent amount of time there, and found success. As you mentioned, the 2020 season, first Miami Marlins minor leaguer to have a 2020 season since 2008. So found it extremely weird Johnston wasn't protected, thought he could have easily made the opening day roster. And I think you said it well. I think he's probably going to get selected. He'll probably be a top 10 pick in the Rule 5 draft, but usually these drafts tend to be reliever heavy. So I'm a little intrigued to see if a team does take the chance on Troy. We know the Padres had interest in him last year, and I believe some other teams as well. So we'll see what happens. Wishing Troy the best. Hopefully,
of course,
you know, he's the nicest guy in this organization. If he does get selected, he's going to be a big leaguer. So, and he gets to be on the 26-man roster for a full season. So he's going to get a good shot to likely be on a major league team.
And you mentioned relievers, and there is one reliever that the Marlins did protect in the Rule 5 draft, and that's Anthony Maldonado getting protected, as well as Victor Mesa Jr. getting along to VMJ a little bit on the pod. But with Maldonado, what are the Marlins getting with him on their 40-man roster? And maybe what's his outlook now, as maybe they see him more long-term in the bullpen?
Yeah, Maldonado, obviously, two seasons in a row with an ERA under 2. The FIP is a little, you know, it's obviously higher than the ERA in this case. But slider-fastball combo really relies on the slider mainly. And this is a guy who's going to get a lot of swing and miss action. Maldonado's a stud. He's really a strikeout dominant guy. If you look at Andrew Nardi, that's kind of what you could look at what you're getting. The only difference with Nardi and Maldonado, obviously, is just the pitch mix. Maldonado's limit only goes with two pitches, that slider fastball combo, while Nardi obviously has a little bit more pitches. But Maldonado's definitely a great lock into this team. He would have definitely been one of the first picks of the Rule 5 draft had he not been protected. So you'll likely make the opening day roster come 2024. And this is a great protection for Miami. High velo, good swing and miss stuff. He's a very good reliever. If there's one thing Miami has been able to develop these past couple of years, it's been relief pitchers, and they definitely have a good amount of them now.
Yeah, we've seen him, how he played in big situations. He was part of Team Puerto Rico in the WBC, and really, I believe, had a really good couple innings there with Puerto Rico. So we'll see how he fares in the Marlins bullpen, hopefully, in the 2024 season. And the other guy that Marlins protected, not Victor, but Victor Mesa Jr., his younger brother, protecting him. I believe he's number fourth by pipeline, 4 or 5. What are they getting with VMJ? And Kevin, in your opinion, is he the best position player in this Marlins system?
Yeah, he is by far the best position player in the Marlins farm system. We had him ranked, I believe, as the top position player on the Fish on First top 30. I know, and I'm not sure where Alex Carver has him on the Fish on the Farm one, but I'm pretty sure I think he agreed with us that he is the best position player. Mesa Jr., honestly, man, I think the easiest way to put it is that he went on a power surge. 18 home runs, you had 76 RBI, 16 stolen bases, all career highs for him. Despite not being a over 100 WRC plus player, it's still impressive to see what he did. He's obviously the only natural center fielder for the Marlins. Or better said, he is a natural center fielder, which is something that the Marlins lack in the organization. Organizationally, Jazz isn't a natural center fielder, for example. But if they do plan on keeping Chisholm Jr., you still could play Mesa at the corners. So he likely won't be up at the major leagues this year. He'll probably get a nice stint in AAA. Maybe next year, 2025, is when we're talking Mesa Jr. up with the big league team, obviously. It could also be the case where Brian De La Cruz starts to struggle and Victor Mesa Jr. is really getting it going. So maybe we can't see him in 24 towards the end. We'll see what happens. But he has a good chance to surpass the 18 home run mark that he set in 2023. Jacksonville definitely has a very short porch. I think some of us are taller than that short porch in right field. So it's a very hitter-friendly ballpark, so we'll see what happens. He definitely could be a 20-home run guy at that ballpark.
Does he have 2020 potential, VMJ?
He was close. He was pretty close this past year. I don't know if he'll steal 20 bags. He definitely has a good shot at it, but definitely has a chance to hit 20 homers.
And speaking of stealing bags, let's talk about, you could say, the number one stolen base guy, I believe, in the minors, or one of the top guys, and Nassim Nunez, who is not protected, which I guess maybe not come of a total shark just because of his offensive production and how it's been over the last. He did improve a bit this season. And then you look at the Arizona Fall League, which again is very hitter friendly, but he does have elite defense. He has gold glove caliber defense, which the Marlins do desperately need. And with Nassim, do you believe that's a guy that can get selected, maybe not onto the 40 roster, but to the AAA portion of the Rule 5 draft, which maybe he could go? I feel like a team would love to have that type of guy on their roster.
So above the 40-man roster, just under that, you have a 38-man reserve roster, which is essentially just putting a player at AAA. If Nassim most likely will be placed on that roster, protecting him from the AAA portion or the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. So most likely he's not going to get selected. I would be extremely shocked if he were selected in the major league portion of this draft. The bat just isn't there offensively, despite putting up more opposite field, having his highest opposite field percentage, you know, taking the ball the opposite way of the field for the first time in his career, the highest he's ever done it. That's very encouraging. A lot of his power went the opposite field, most of his homers as well. So that's encouraging. Obviously, you mentioned the speed. He could play you shortstop and second base very well, both positions. And just to clarify, the Arizona Fall League is a pitcher-friendly league. So what he did there was pretty impressive. He led the league in stolen bases with, I believe, 14. But as you mentioned, he's a very good late inning pinch replace runner, a defensive replacement. So definitely a guy who you want to have on a major league roster at some point. He'll probably start at AAA this season for the Miami Marlins if he does, in fact, does stay with the organization. But, yeah, he definitely has a good shot at not getting drafted, I think is the easiest way you could say. If the bat gets going, and it has a good chance to get going at AAA for Nunez. So we'll see what happens. As I mentioned, it's a very hitter-friendly ballpark over there in Jacksonville.
And the last guy we have to talk about, MLB.com put out an article on players that each team should protect on their way to the Rule 5 draft. And from the Marlins, they chose Will Banfield, which was, I guess, maybe a bit surprising. But if you look at the depth the Marlins have at the catcher position, it is not the best in terms of that. So with the Marlins not protecting Will Banfield, is that a guy that could potentially make his way into a roster? Because he does have that power potential, what the Marlins have been lacking. I believe he had 28 home runs this season. So do you believe Will Banfield was the right way protecting him, not protecting him?
Yeah, so I was always on the fence with this Will Banfield situation. He's a very good defensive catcher. He is the best defensive catcher in the Marlins organization. So by far, that puts him, you know, at a chance where he could at least be a backup catcher on a major league team. But this is the first real season Banfield looks has success offensively. You know, as you mentioned, he really relied on the power. 28 home runs, very aggressive hitter. He wants to be aggressive, but for the first time since rookie ball, he did have an 100 WRC plus, which stands exactly league average. Aside from that, he just doesn't get on base up very much. We'll see what happens with Banfield. I do think there is a chance he could get selected in the Rule 5 draft if a team wants him as a backup catcher, but really Miami didn't do too – it's not a very risky decision to leave him unprotected. I do think he starts with AAA Jacksonville, and I do think he has a good shot to maybe even make the Marlins 26-man roster if they are not to acquire a catcher in the offseason, obviously a catcher outside of the organization.
And Kev, last thing before we go, I'm not going to tell you to give me a player – but what position would you like to see the Marlins draft in the Rule 5? I believe Dane Myers was selected not too long ago by the Marlins outfielder. Do you see the Marlins going position player, reliever, like you mentioned? What would you think? What is your opinion? What would you like to see them do?
I don't know, honestly. I would love to see them go after a reliever. That's usually the way this draft works. Now, if there is a good pitcher, on a starting pitcher that you could kind of develop as much as you can, that would obviously be a good sign. But this is a team that wants to compete in 2024. Most likely a reliever is what makes a lot of sense. Now, if there's a first baseman out there that they really want and they really think is a lot better than
I know a guy.
If they think there's a first baseman that's a lot better than Troy Johnson, which I highly doubt. I think Troy's going to be the best hitter on the draft board, then you could do that. But I would 100% go reliever here. They could develop this reliever as much as they want. Obviously, they won't end right last season. That didn't end up working out. But Miami really likes to find a lot of success. They tend to find success in the AAA portion of the draft. They went Charles LeBlanc 2 years ago. They went with Dane Myers, two guys who made it up to the big leagues with the Marlins. Although LeBlanc is now a free agent, Dane Myers is still here and has a good chance at making that up 26-man roster through spring training. So we'll see what happens on that case, but definitely the AAA portions where you should be looking at least for the Marlins to make a aggressive selection, if it most likely a position player.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on. This has been a great little conversation about the Rule 5 draft and talking about Troy Johnson, who we're still a little thinking about that protection, what's going to happen there. But again, always a pleasure talking to you. And always for you guys listening, this is Big Fish Small Pod. Always go fish.